Dear people who keep company with God, I believe this year will prove to be a turning point for many of us. The definition of a turning point is a point at which a very significant change occurs, a decisive moment. There are two particular turning points in the Bible that I feel applies to us this year. The first turning point is a result of what we have been doing. I believe the Lord is about to reveal Himself to devout and God-fearing people who, like Cornelius, have prayed and generously given into the kingdom. Acts 10:3-4. About the ninth hour of the day, he clearly saw in a vision an angel of God who had just come in and said to him, "Cornelius," and fixing his gaze on him and being much alarmed, he said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and alms have ascended as a memorial before God." If you have prayed and invested your time, talents, and money into the kingdom of God, this year may be a time of very favorable and significant changes occurring in your life. The next turning point is for what we will do. There is an invitation from the Lord to go up on the mountain with Him. Luke 9:28. Some 8 days after these sayings, He took along Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. In the Bible, mountains sometimes speak of spheres of authority or influence. See Matthew 4:8. In 1975, Bill Bright, founder of Campus Crusade, and Lauren Cunningham, founder of Youth with a Mission, had lunch together in Colorado. God simultaneously gave each of them a message to give to the other. That message was that if we are to impact any nation for Jesus Christ, then we would have to affect the 7 spheres of society that are the pillars of any society. These 7 pillars or mountains are business, government, media, arts and entertainment, education, the family, and religion. We are already seeing some significant changes occurring in each of these mountains. They are all feeling the effect of God shaking the kingdoms of this world. It is because of these shakings I believe many of us will be represented with opportunities to have influence in these mountains if we ourselves are not overcome by all the change and uncertainty. Luke 9:32. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the 2 men standing with him. We must face the issue of spiritual fatigue and lethargy. The Bible actually tells us that one of the hurdles the last day church must overcome is spiritual lethargy. See Revelation 3:2-3. As we become fully awake, we will experience the glory of His presence like never before. Like Peter, our lives can be significantly changed. 2 Peter 1:16-18. For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to Him by the majestic glory. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. How do we practically do this? I heard Lance Wallnau give some practical wisdom concerning this very thing. Lance said, "We always hear that we need to get out of the 4 walls of the church. The truth is we are already out of the 4 walls of the church. The vast majority of believers spend their days in the marketplace, homes, neighborhoods, and businesses, and so on. If we will allow ourselves to be awakened by the Holy Spirit's urgings as we go about our lives and respond to those urgings, it will prove to be a real turning point for us. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.